Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Scientists have called Earth's polar regions the new frontier in understanding our rapidly changing planet. Up next is geophysicist Robin Bell of Columbia University. She's one of the planners of the International Polar Year, happening through 2008, with over 50,000 scientists exploring Earth's poles. Bell talked about the IPY and her own research into a mountain range in Antarctica buried under almost 2,000 feet of ice. Here's Robin Bell. Dr. Bell, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about some of the research that's going on in the International Polar Year. It's fully underway now.
The International Polar Year is a concept that's over 125 years old and grew out of some of the most horrific expeditions in the 1800s, where individual scientists realized that they were never going to be able to understand our planet, working as individuals and working as individual nations. So they pooled their resources and in the 1800s set up a network of observatories and expeditions that for the first time allowed themselves to collect systematic data about the poles and to really be looking at it as a system, something that data from an individual expedition wasn't able to. So in 125 years ago, the goal was to map the edge of the continents and to learn how to collaborate so we could understand the planet. Today, scientists were very much motivated by how rapidly our planet's changing and the need to understand how our planet's changing, and particularly the polar regions, because the polar regions are where the change is happening the fastest. So around 2002, a group of scientists got together and put together a plan to build a concept of another International Polar Year. And now we have over 60 nations and over 50,000 scientists working together, both to understand our changing planet and to explore some of the final frontiers in the polar regions.
Talk a little bit about some of the specific research that's going on.
The highlights of this International Polar Year really are that one of the results is going to be we're going to have an observation network in place that will allow us to better understand and better watch the changing polar regions. In the north, it's called SEARCH, Study of Environmental Change, and it's an international effort, and we'll be able to capture the changing temperature of the water, the changing ice cover, something that hadn't been done at a fully international scale before. In the south, there'll be a new network of instruments called PoleNet, which will be able to capture the bouncing of the Earth as the ice sheet changes. Then in understanding how our planet's changing, there's also be major programs that are looking at the new frontiers, whether it's groups that are going to go look at the Jackal Ridge in the north, or my group, which is going to be looking at the Gambertsev Mountains covered with ice in the Antarctic.
From what I understand, these are some of the highest points in Antarctica?
Right. The Gambertsev Mountains are high, but they're also covered with ice. They're about the size of the European Alps, so they're big, but they're invisible because they're covered with an ice blanket that ranges everywhere from a couple hundred meters to 4 kilometers of ice. So they sit in the middle of the continent. They're the birthplace of the Antarctic ice sheet. They're bounded on either side by large subglacial lakes, but there's no good reason why there should be such a large mountain range in the middle of Antarctica. They remain an absolute mystery.
What are some of the things that you hope to discover about the Gambertsev Mountain Range?
Well, first, I think I might tell you a little bit about how we're going to go there. The Gambertsev Mountain Project is one that really couldn't have been done without the International Polar Year. It involves six nations and going to the part of the Antarctic that's the most difficult to get to. It includes the Pole of Inaccessibility, where the last time there was a real serious effort to work there was in the 1960s. What we hope to do is we're this year installing seismic instruments to look at earthquakes coming through the Antarctic. And then next year we're taking two aircrafts, one we're instrumenting and one the British are instrumenting, and we'll fly over the Gambertsev Mountains with our full suite of equipment, looking through the ice sheet and measuring how magnetic it is and what the gravity field over the mountains are.
How does that relate to the big picture, I guess, of our understanding of the poles?
what we will understand by collecting this data is we'll understand how the mountain range was formed. We don't really even know how old it is. We don't know that it was formed in the last 10 million years or the last billion years. And that makes a big difference in terms of ice sheet models and long-term ice sheet stability, which is sensitive to how warm the underlying Earth is and how warm the Gamberts Mountains are and how much heat they're putting into the base of the ice sheet will be controlled by how old they are. So one of the big questions we'll be after is how old is this mountain range?
Would you like to maybe characterize some of these changes that you mentioned earlier that are going on at the poles?
Geologists are used to change. People who study the Earth are used to change. Our textbooks are full of change. We have nothing but meteorites, dinosaurs dying, climate changing all the time. But we're used to seeing those happen on time frames we have to use, like carbon 14 to date. What's shocking us is the fact that we can see significant changes in our planet in the polar regions that are happening, like, you know, between the, you know, when your kids start school and when your next big work deadline is. Suddenly the changes we're seeing in the poles are happening on a human time scale, and they're happening much faster than we as scientists predicted it.
Dr. Bell, thank you very much for taking time out to speak with me. Is there anything else that you'd like to share today with the public and listeners of Earth and Sky?
I hope that the public takes away the concept that studying the polar regions is really important right now, because it's where the change is happening the fastest, and it's the change that's likely to impact people globally as sea level changes, both from Bangladesh to Miami.
That was Robin Bell of the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University on the International Polar Year. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.